day. Well, you might be listening to this on a different day, so happy whatever day it is. Today I'm going to talk about change. Yeah. I'm going to talk about energy clearing for change, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty much one of the most hard-headed people I know, so I don't change very easily. I like the concept of change, but when I look at my reality and I look at my life, I also get clarity that change isn't that easy for me. So I'm just going to talk a little bit first about the physics of change. And when you clear your energy, what happens is you can change more easily, right? So when you're not stuck in blockages and you're not processing lots of other people's stuff, when you get your energy clear and you're operating in your own chi, and then you notice, hey, I'd like to have this, or I'd like to do this differently, or I'd like to have a different practice around my toe care. So blockages in our energy are what keeps us from changing when we see that, hey, a change can happen. But what puts change into process is practice. So if you look at a professional athlete, let's just say basketball. I know I always talk about basketball, but that's just me. So when I was younger, I wanted to perfect my free throw shooting. And I would shoot until I got 8 out of 10, which is 80%. So if I got 7 out of 10, I'd make myself do 10 more free throws. If I got 5 out of 10, I'd have to do 10 more free throws. And I'd have to start at 10. I couldn't just start after I made 8 or something. And then when I got 8 out of 10, I could start practicing free throws. So if you look at like a professional athlete, and let's say they have a really nice, reverse layup where they go and they run down the field with their right dribble, make a left-hand layup or something, right? So the first time we do something that's new or awkward or out of our right hand, we do it left-handed, or if we're left-handed, we do it right-handed, or if we spend money instead, we save money. If we put money towards a growth investment instead of, getting new pants, it's going to seem awkward at first. And you're not going to see the results that you want at first. So you're going to start the new practice. And then there is a lag before the change becomes, before it levels you up. So during that space of time, for instance, if you launch a new podcast, before it becomes popular, there can be a lag while people find out about it. And while the podcast gets neural pathways and gets connected and gets in all the directories, maybe like for this show, I gave it some extra fun audio directories. I placed it in like 20 more directories than normal. I gave it a lot of yummy like help so that it could take its first month and not wither away because it didn't, go into skyrocketing success within its first 5 minutes of life. And so often people start something, maybe they'd like to have a major change, then they look down at their body and they say, gosh, I wanted to lose 25 pounds and you look the same as you did yesterday. So what if you tried to change that you didn't give it time, you didn't invest in the change? So it's a commitment. So what showed up for me to share, and this is just going to sound so ridiculously silly, but I remember, I think it was some years back, I wanted to get a job in TV. And I'd been working as a print journalist for a long time, which meant I wrote stories. I wanted to break into television. And I thought, they'd be so happy to have me. I'm so well-rounded with my news background. I've been writing killer stories for years, and I'm top union scale as a print news reporter. I was like, top of the heap. And I walk into Channel 4 newsroom and they're just kind of like, well, what TV stations have you worked for? Huh. And theirs is like, I haven't done any of that. So the Channel 4 TV producer, I think her name was Vicky at the time, I was in San Francisco, gave me a chance and she gave me an opportunity to learn TV, and it was really fun. And then I went and got a job in TV down in San Jose, their TV station, on TV station down there. So I was able to get into television, but I have to tell you, I didn't land as easy as I thought. Like, I thought it'd be so easy to change, and it really wasn't. And then it turned out I hated TV news. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. That's a whole story for a whole nother show, but it wasn't really my bailiwick. So what I did was I went into public television and I helped with children's programming, which was way more fun. And then that led me to jobs in philanthropy, strangely. So it was a great road that I took. But I have to tell you, when I first tried to switch from print to TV, it just wasn't as easy as I thought. It wasn't like what I thought. It wasn't going to happen without me taking some dramatic steps and being willing to give up some of my standing, right? Some of my prowess, right? So I want to just, when I first started podcasting, it was 2013, and oh my gosh, did I flop. I did flops in 2013, 2015. Finally, in 2017, I launched a brilliant show that did really well right off the bat. So it took me about 4 years of learning curving. And then this was my second podcast, and it took off at birth. And I'm not really actually quite sure why, but it... And one could take credit for that, but it could just be that I'm in sync and I'm in alignment with what people are asking of me right now. I'm not sure. But at any rate, I did learn new steps to do a podcast, new ways of being with podcasting, which is different than TV and different than print. And I didn't learn it in 5 minutes. It took me some time. It took me some roads of climbing. It actually took me 6 years to be able to launch a podcast easily with great success. So if you're starting something out, if you're changing something, if you want to have a different track record, you're going to have to start somewhere. So, you know, you're going to start now. And then are you going to give yourself a break for 6 months as you perfect it? Because it's not always easy and we want immediate results, and our immediate result society doesn't really work like that sometimes. So you can have things happen fast. I'm not saying you can't change on a dime, but give yourself some time to perfect. Give yourself some time to become like a journeyman. Give yourself some time to learn something new. And in the middle of the change, if you'd like just a couple of things to help quicken it, appreciate. Yeah, so when you're learning something new, be appreciative that you can learn it. Be appreciative of what you've got so far. Be appreciative of the tools you have in front of you, right? Be appreciative, because in that appreciation, you can stimulate much faster growth. Do you know that if you walk up to a little flower that's growing out of the grass and you say to it, you're very beautiful, and you encourage it every single day, and the other flower, you just kind of walk by and you kind of give it a nasty little glance, I challenge you, because the one that you give love to is going to grow faster. It's just flat out been proven. Science shows this to be true. So where can you give more appreciation to encourage yourself in the areas that you'd like to change your life? And I'll just say, for me, I'm very grateful for you. I'm very grateful you're listening. I'm very grateful that you're taking this moment to examine what could be better in your life. And as you go about your day, just send everyone you can like waves of appreciation and see what happens. And good luck and have fun changing. This is Erica Glessing. You've been joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And if you'd like to have life clearing, energy clearing tools, you can go to my website, and I have second clearing chakra free webinar. I have throat chakra clearing, I think it's fifth chakra clearing webinar free up there. The heart chakra clearing webinar is free up there on the website. But the crown chakra recording blew up on the 8th. Everything went haywire and I have to record again. So we'll be doing that on the 18th of August. So thanks for listening and have a awesome time.